If you do get to the point where you're ready to put this sort of into a prospective study, what studies do you think you might look at?
Our vision for the future, and it's not such a far distant future now, a few years from now, would be to use the molecular signatures first to help identify low-risk patients that don't need to participate in our studies. I think that we treat far too many patients in the adjuvant setting now, many patients who simply don't need it and don't benefit. So I think that in the future we'll be staging patients not by the number of lymph nodes, but by these molecular signatures. And then we hope that we'll be able to further design studies based on predictive markers so that we could subset the adjuvant therapy patients in the future based upon molecular markers. For example, there may be a considerable group of patients who will do very well indeed getting just 5-FU leucovorin adjuvant therapy. If we can identify them, we could spare them the neurotoxicity and other side effects of oxaliplatin. We're planning on looking at our C07 protocol, which includes oxaliplatin, to see if we can identify a molecular signature for oxaliplatin response. So you might envision in the future, instead of a single therapeutic approach across the board in adjuvant therapy based upon clinical pathologic features, a number of smaller studies focusing on smaller subgroups based upon molecular markers looking for a much bigger improvement in outcome. So that's where I think the field is going in the not-too-distant future. I don't think it's ready for prime time now, but ask me this question again 4 or 5 years from now.
Okay.